The 20th of June here at Prospect Park in the center of Troy. And what do I find but a disc tournament? And who's here with me?
Jeremy Bledsoe.
What's going on?
So we're having a Father's Day little get-together, a disc golf tournament, very casual, non-sanctioned, sponsored by Rare Form Brewery. We wanted to get more interest out for people about Prospect Park, about the new disc golf course, and of course, Rare Form Brewery and the Capital Craft Beverage Program.
Fantastic. Now you're with an organization or a group?
I'm actually with DISCAP, which is the Disc Golfers Association for the Capital District area.
I had no idea that was such a place. Tell me more about it.
So we help build and maintain all of the courses in the Capital District. We go all the way down to Ravina Queemans and as far north as Glens Falls at the moment.
Wow. How does this course rate amongst all the others?
Well, this is a new course. It's only a year old. So ratings are still kind of in the middle. The course has to be open usually for at least a year and a half, but the players have rated it as a B.
Why did you choose this as a location for this particular event?
Because this is right off of Congress Street, and Rare Form Brewery is right down the street in Congress Street, and it's a brand new course, so let's build them both up.
Fantastic. Can anyone take part in these competitions, or do you need some kind of...
Nope. All you have to do is have the ability to want to learn or come out and play.
Brilliant. You've been so helpful. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm here to walk my dog in Prospect Park, and lo and behold, what happens? A disc golf tournament.
First annual confetti cup.
Annual confetti cup. Fabulous. Is that why you're wearing that shirt?
I wanted to fit in with the crowd with my tie-dye shirt.
Well, it works. It works. So you, I understand, helped to organize this.
Sure. Yeah. Myself and Kevin Mullins, who's the owner over at Rare Form, and Tom and Chris as well. We all, since COVID began, we got really into disc golf and amateur disc golf, you know, having a good time. And we figured, why not invite other people to come do the same? And we made it into an event. And it actually is going off pretty well. We did a fairly good job putting it together.
This is the first one here, is that right?
The first one we've ever done. We're hoping to do it possibly twice a year, but we'll keep doing it every year until we don't want to do it anymore, I guess.
Do you do disc golf as well? Do you do?
Yeah.
And do you, what's your name?
I'm Greg.
Greg. Yeah. No last name, just Greg.
Greg Back, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Greg. We don't know who he was, but that was Greg. And if you see somebody in a tie-dye shirt, call him Greg. Hi.
Hey.
And you are?
I'm Tom.
What do you do, Tom?
I bartend for Rare Form, and I also I like to play disc golf myself. We all like to play, but you know, I'm behind the sticks today, pouring the beers. We're out here having a good day. It's beautiful out, and worked with Capital Discs over there to set this up. And yeah, should be a good one.
How many people do you expect to arrive today for this tournament?
Probably at least 50. They'll be playing between 10:30 and 2 p.m. And it's an 18-hole event, so yeah, should be a good turnout.
Wow, well, that's a new sport we've got in the center of Troy. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it. This is great.
We like making Prospect Park somewhere that people, you know, want to go and spend time.
Well, it seemed like this winter during COVID and that whole last year, I discovered Prospect Park.
You know?
I think a lot of other people did as well.
Yeah, totally.
And the golf course is, I guess you call it golf course, disc golf course, is relatively new, I think, this year.
Yeah, they built it last year. I think the first time it was used was July of 2020.
Yeah, the town has been very supportive in us. We've done a lot of clearing of the woods, taking out garbage, taking out 6 inches of glass that was in the woods. The woods are used more, and it's good to get more people in the park, and then it takes some of the bad element out of the park.
Well, it's certainly a good element here as far as the atmosphere this morning. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you.
So,
the agony and the defeat. Okay, so I have two really interesting people standing here, both with carts filled with discs, every color of the rainbow and every shape I suppose there are for discs. So you're a disc thrower. What do you call yourselves? A disc thrower?
Disc golf player.
And how long have you been doing this?
10 years.
Really?
Much to my chagrin. Not any better than I was 10 years ago, but
What draws you to this?
It's a nice walk through the woods.
Walking, yeah, that's the reason why I like it. Is you get to walk in the woods, play with your friends, and use all the foul language you want.
and your first name?
Jim.
Jim, hi. And you are?
Sean,
tell me what brought you to disc throwing? What brought you to this sport?
Pretty much Jim here. He introduced me.
Did he? And now you've got more discs than he does.
Yeah.
That's something.
He's better than me now.
It's a way addiction, better. Really.
How do you get started? I mean, is it something you have to do on your own and figure out how to do it? Or do there are people who would guide you? Or?
Now they have training sessions. I think they had one here last year.
Glens Falls, they had one last weekend.
Just last weekend, they had one at Crandall Park in Glens Falls. They had, there was a tournament Sunday, and Saturday it was a juvenile, you know, starters, 18 and under.
Brilliant.
Just to show them how to play the game, what the game's all about.
You play a lot of different courses. They're called courses? You play a lot of different courses, don't you? So how does this rank? This is a newer course, I understand. How does this rank with the ones that you've played? Is it good, interesting, difficult?
This is a good beginner's course. It's a good place to learn. The holes aren't too long. You can get to the basket so that you feel you're accomplishing something. It's only 9 holes right now. They got 9 holes, 9 more holes planned. That's going to be tougher. That's going to make it a different course.
I just discovered that there's a part in the woods that there is part of the course.
Yeah, it goes from here right into the woods and follows the woods.
But a couple of those baskets, they call baskets?
Baskets?
A couple of the baskets are literally between two trees. I mean, that's a bit of a challenge.
No. The trees or something.
You got to know your discs. You got to know how to make your disc react.
There's so many different kinds of discs. Is it like golf clubs? You have different discs for different purposes?
You got a putter, mid-range, driver. The same things as ball golf, pretty much. There's even plastics that make a difference.
Tremendous. Enjoy your morning. Good luck. Thanks, guys. So you're from Disc Golfers of the Capital Region. Is that a new organization?
I'm on the board of directors. I'm Greg Kurtz. We've been a nonprofit 501c3 for about 10 years now. And our mission is just to build golf courses. And so we've been averaging one a year for the last dozen years. And when municipalities see the value of courses on a capita basis, for $10,000, you put in 18 baskets, and you just like a regular ball golf course, and you can have 72 people playing in foursomes. That's for $10,000. Compare that to tennis court, basketball court, handball court, swimming pool. You just can't, you know, it's just so. And we use land that's underutilized in parks. We don't want the big wide open spaces. We want the peripherals that, you know, largely go unused. And we're good stewards, carry in, carry out. And it's a sport that's accessible to people of all economic classes as well as skill levels, because you just want to beat whatever score you threw the last time.
That's brilliant. Really brilliant. Thanks so much. So if somebody wants to find out more, what would they do? Would they just show up, or do they need to connect with somebody? How would one follow up on this?
The parent organization is the Professional Disc Golf Association, PDGA.com. A lot of information is in there, where to find courses, when events are going on. Here locally, it's discap.net. So you can Google that or go to our Facebook page. We have leagues going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're open to everybody of all skill sets for, you know, it's like $8, $10, $9, $5 to play. And we have singles leagues also. We run a monthly tournament. We have sanctioned professional events. So we encourage everybody to play.
What a happening here this morning.